The Gemara says, "Savulah Kresh Lakish." Rav Ashi holds like Kresh Lakish, and only the one brother was mutter to her as alav, and the other brothers all have a chayv krisis. Or Mataris Lo Kreb Shimon. We'll soon see. Rav Ashi answers this price according to Kresh Lakish, according to Reb Shimon Shita. Ravina Savulah Kreb Yechanan. Ravina holds the Shita of Yechanan that know that the rule only yichayv elavin. I then the sefer shver. Why is the kedusha not chal? I tell you, Mataris Kerabonin. Her answer goes according to Rabban Shita. Now it's like this. Rav Ashi Sobula Kresh Lakish. Rav Ashi holds like Kresh Lakish a Shita. That holds that all the other brothers have a Chiyuv Karis to her. So then the Reish is Shver. Why, when the brother dies, do we say the other brothers have to do Chalitza? The Chorish is a Karis to the other brothers. There should be no Mitzvahs Yibam and no Chalitza at all. Or Metaris Lak Rav Shimon. Rav Ashi answers it goes according to Kresh Lakish. According to Reb Shimon Shita, that what? Cases like this. If one brother gives chalitza to his brother's wife when one brother died, one of the live brothers now makes chalitza, and now he himself goes to marry her. The lacher is, tzricha chalitza menachin. One of the brothers now, when he dies, has to make chalitza. So Kasher is, according to Resh Lakish, where's the case? According to Resh Lakish, all the other brothers have a Chiyuv Karis, there shouldn't be any Mitzvah Chalitza at all. I tell you, so Rav Ashi answers, Manachin, which brothers have to make Chalitza? It goes according to Reb Shimon Shita, Achin HaYeludim, the brothers that were first born later, after the first brother died. Aishas Ach, Shlahoye B'Yolomai, we're talking about. And Kaman Kreb Shimon, it goes according to Reb Shimon Shita. The Reb Shimon said like this, when do we say in the Mishnah, that there's an erva, when the new brother is born after the first brother died, only if the new brother is born before Yibam or Chalitza took place. But here we're talking about, first one brother died, and the second brother made Chalitza and married her. And now another brother was born. So at the time when the next brother was born, she's no more Mitzvah Yibam, she's no more Reshasach anymore. So there's no more Erva to her. So according to Reb Shimon, that's why this brother now has to go and be Miyabna. Has the Mitzvah Chalitza. So that's how the Resh is going. The Resh that says the brother has to make Chalitza as a Mitzvah Yibam is talking about not a Stam brother. A brother that was alive at the time when the first brother was alive, Havada, she's an Erva. We're talking about a brother that was first born later, after another brother already married her, then there's no more Erva to the last brother. That's what Shimon Shita. That Eishes Ach, Shlohoye B'Lomi is only if he's born when she's still in the Matzav of Yibam. But if he's born after she's already married, then there's no more Erva. So that's what the Reish of the Mishnah is talking about. Now, Omad Echem Min Hanolodim. Now the sefer, the Mishnah means like this. Let's say one of the brothers that were alive when the first brother was living, the kitcher and that brother went and married her. Habad alachar is a law of klum. There's no kedushin chal at all. Command, who does that go like? Keresh Lakish, like Resh Lakish Ashita. That only the brother that made chalitza, he has a lav, kedushin could be chal. But the other brothers remain with the erva eishasach, that the kedushin is not chal. That's where Rav Ashi answers this price according to Resh Lakish. The Resh goes according to Rav Shimon Shita about the new brothers talking about a brother that's born first later on, and for him she's not a Nerva. And the Sefer that says she is a Nerva is talking about the brothers that were alive when the first brother was also alive. That's Rav Ashi's terence according to Resh Lakish. Ravina now, Savulok Rav Yechanan. Ravina holds like Rav Yechanan Shita. That holds that she's only alive to all the brothers and to all the tzaris. There's only Chai V'Lavnia. So now the ratio is very good. The ratio that says when the brother dies is the mitzvah Chalitza, because she's only a Chai V'Lavn, Chai V'Lavn has Chalitza. What Shver though is the Sefer. Why does the Sefer say if one of the brothers marry her, that the Kedushin is not Chal? Why not? There's only Chai V'Lavn. So Ravina says, the Mataris La Liba the Rabbonin. It goes according to Rabbonin Shita of Eishashach Shlohob Yolomai. And the Pshach of the Price is like this. If one brother makes chalitza, for chos of a kitsha, and then that brother marries her, he's only over love, and then that brother dies, tzricha chalitza menachin. All the other brothers have to make chalitza. Why? Because there's only chayv elavin. On chayv elavin to admit yibum mischal, you have to make chalitza. Now, what's pshan the say for the brayso? Man achin? No, what's the ratio? Man achin? Achin hanaladim. That the ratio goes according to the brothers that were alive when the first brother was alive. So therefore, when the first brother died and one brother made chalitza, all the other brothers that were alive at that time, Rabbi Yechon said a svarich lichusayo ka'avdi, that when one makes chalitza, he's like making chalitza for all the other brothers. So we look as if all the brothers made chalitza, therefore there's only a laugh involved and not a chorus. Keman, Rabbi Yechon. That's like Rabbi Yechon shita. Now, what does the sefer mean that kedusha is not chal? What about mad echad min hayeludim? Let's say when the brother was born later, after the first brother died, then another brother was born. Now that brother comes for kitcha and wants to be mekadesh his first brother's wife. Ein lo olav klum. There's no kedusha chal at all. Keman, who does that go like? Kerabon and shita, like the rabbon and shita of eshes ashbahoy belamoy. Even if the new brother was born after the first brother already made chalitza, so what? Lamaisa, this new brother now was not alive when the first brother was alive, and Lamaisa, this lady was his brother's wife, and to him there was no mitzvah yibum chal. Therefore, she remains with the erev of Eishesach, and therefore the brother now, this new brother that's born first later, goes in his mekadesha kedusha is not chal. So there is a case, even according to Rabbi Yechonon, that the Kedushin is not chal. Even Rabbi Yechonon says all the brothers only have love, that means only the brothers that were alive the same time the first brother was alive. But a brother that's first born after the first brother dies, that's an Eshesash Lohoi Belomoi, she remains an Erva, and therefore if that brother marries her, Kedushin is not chal. Now the verse says Itma. Habu'al Yevoma. Let's say one brother is Miyavim, his brother's wife. One brother makes Yibam. So the Ma'od Alocher of Yibam is the mitzvah is to miyabim one wife. That's all. You have to be miyabim one. Let's say your brother died with three wives. Now there are five brothers still alive. The mitzvah is for one of the brothers to be miyabim one of the wives. As soon as he marries one, that's it. He's not allowed to marry the other ones. So what's going to be if one brother did the mitzvah Yibam? And then after that, one of the other brothers now lived with the tzara of the other wife. So what's the halacha? Maspligi bo ravach ravina. Some machlokes. Chadam of the chorus, the chadam of the essay. One says there's a chayv of chorus involved. Churet the chorus lachish asvara. That only the one brother that made yibum for him, it's okay. For the other brother, she remains with the yisra eshesach. The Chadama once says no B.S.A. To all the other brothers now, the other Soros only has Nisrasei. What's the Hezber? Man, the Yom HaBikoros Koresh Lokish. The one that says that the other brothers now, that live with the other wife, the Chayef Koros. The other like Koresh Lokish. That when the one brother is Miyabim, one wife, it's only him that's doing the mitzvah to that one wife. So these two people did the mitzvah. Everybody else has no more mitzvahs yibum, so to everybody else to remain with the erev of Eishesach is the chiyuv koros involved. Uman the yom of the essay, the man the yom that it says, there's an yisra asay. The yisra asay is, you can be boina by yisechot v'leishnei batim. You're only allowed to be miyabim one house and not two houses. That's an yisra asay. You're not allowed to marry two sisters. I mean, not to, your brother two wives. If your brother died having two wives, like Rashi's B'Essay, the Deacon of the Torah says, Bayis Echadu Boina. You're only allowed to build one house, one wife. V'yein Boina Beis Batim. V'la B'bo Mechal Asay Asay. So who's the man, the Yom, that says now the other brothers, if they marry the other wife, there's only Nisar Asay, Rabbi Yechonon, cause the contra Rabbi Yechonon Shita, that we had before, like Rashi says. The Yom Rabbi Yechonon Shita was, Iyush Lichusa Diachin Kovit. That the one brother, or the one Yevoma, that receives the Yibum, she's a shliach for the other tzoros, and the brother was a shliach for all the other brothers. So it's considered like everybody did the mitzvah Yibum here. And the Torah says, Bayis Echad is a diyak for loy beis batim, which is an Yisra Masei. So according to Rabbi Yechonon, the Yisra Masei applies to all the brothers. So all the brothers only have an Yisra Masei. The same machlokes. If they make chalitza, they make Yibum, according to Rabbi Yechonon, it's like a shlichus. We look as if all the brothers made the Yibim, all the brothers made the Chalitza. So now there's only a Lav or an Asay. But according to Resh Lakish, it's only the one brother and the one wife
that made Yibam or made Chalitza. So those two have either a Lav or an Asay, but all the other brothers remain with the Chayv Krisus. Alright, we'll stop here.
You're holding up Yud Aleph or Mar Aleph in the middle of the Gemara. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav. Tzara Soita Asura. A Tzara of a Soita, she's also for the Mitzvah Yibam. Because we say, Tumah Ksiv Bakarois. Bozak says the word Tumah, and Tumah has the same malacha like an erva, like a royce. So what's the case of a Tzara Soita? So Rashi says it's like this, that your brother had two wives, and one wife lived with another man. She became a soita. She's also to a husband. So, and the brother had a second wife also. And now your brother died. So halacha is that the soita herself, there's no mitzvah yibum. Why not? Even though the soita is only also to a husband with a lav, there's no chiyuv karis. If your wife lives with another man, so she's also to you only with a lav. So usually chayve lavin, there is a mitzvah yibum. If your brother married the lady that's also to him only with a lav, and then your brother dies, there is a mitzvah yibum. You have to at least make chalitza. So why is it soita different? So he says halacha because the Torah says tuma ksiv bo karois. By soita says a pasuk that's called tuma, and tuma, like it says in the parsha of arois, usually a chayve krisis is called tuma. So the Torah calls a soita also tuma to teach us that if your brother dies and his wife was a soita, was a lady that lived with another man, so that lady was also to a husband with a lav, but now there's no mitzvah yibum. So Rav Yudam Rav is saying, who adin the tzara is also potter. There's no mitzvah yibum now on the tzara, the second wife. Like Rashi says, hoyinusuya beis noshim, your brother had two wives, vizinso ha'achas tachtav, and one of his wife had znus with somebody else, the Yesh Edim, and this Edim that she's mamash 100% a soita. Umeis b'lei bonim, your brother died without any children. Talacha is he v'tzaros up turis, the soita, and the second wife is also potter. Afmen achalitza, there's no mitzvah yibum. My timer, tumok sivva. The pasuk says v'nistaro v'hinitamo, that she was hidden with this man, and it says v'hinitamo, and Rashi says karoyis tiyachsev al titamo b'cholelu. In the parasha of Vayikra about the Aroyis, it says, Loshen al tetama b'cholelu. Don't be metama to any one of these Aroyis. We're there at Chai v'krisis. So the Chiddush of Tumah that says by Saita is negated to Mitzvah Yibum. That when a Saita falls for Yibum, there's no Mitzvah Yibum. She's mamas like an Erva. And Uadin the Tzorah also has a Ptur because she's a Tzoras of an Erva. That's his Chiddush. Moser Rav Chizav. Chizav asked the question, is this true? Rabbi Shimon Oimer. Rabbi Shimon says like this: Biyosa oichalitzosa meochiv shorishin. If one of the brothers of the first husband is miyabim the wife, so lochur is pateres tzarosa. Then if you miyabim the wife, it pateres the tzar also. So what's this case talking about? As an Osun City case, Rashi is a special case. Rashi says like this: the case is hoisha shaholach ban lamdinas hayom. We're talking about the lady that her husband went over the yam, went across ocean. And an aide came back and told the lady that your husband died. And she got married to a second husband. And she had a heter at that time. Besdin gave her heter to get married. She went and got married. And then what happens is her first husband comes back. So what's the halacha? Teitze mizel mizel. Midrabonin, she has to go out from both husbands. She can't live with the first husband, because the maisa she was living with another man. Even though really midiraisa she's mutter to the first husband. Because when she lived with the second man, it was bionis, like she thought she's allowed to. She had a heta from Bezin to get married. So when she lived with the second man, it was beheta really. So really midiraisa she's mutter to the first husband. But midrabonin though, there's a din of teitzi mizeh mizeh. She can't live with either one. She has to get a get from the first one, and a get from the second one. That's the halacha. Now, Mesu, let's say this husband dies now, so the first husband dies, so we say Achiv Shalzeh V'Yachiv Shalzeh, the brother of the first husband, and the husband, the brother of the second
husband.
Yeah, when Mesu is both of them dies, anyway, both husbands dies, the first one dies and the second one dies, so now the brothers of both of them, the Lachar is Chotzav Loi Miyavin, they have to make Chalitza.
The first one's for sure, because Midiraisa, the first one, is really still married to her, and that's called Eshesach. But don't make Yibam Midrabonim. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Biosa Oy Chalitzosa Miyochim Sharishin. Shimon says no. The brother of the first husband, which Midiraisa, she's still married to the first husband, so the brother of the first husband is Miyabamah, makes Bia, is Miyabamah. Oy Chalitzosa gives the Chalitza. The Yibam helps in her, and the Yibam partners with Sarah. Sharehi kisha noshin magabi yovin, because negate to the yovin, the brother, she's like a regular wife. To like konsu rabbanim yibam, the rabbanim did not make any knas negate to the mitzvah yibam. There's nothing wrong with the mitzvah yibam. The vadai sharulei shanusa hoisa, because really your brother's wife was mutter to him also, because she was an anusa. She did it by accident. She heard that her husband died. But Akopon, what do we see? Alma. Even though now midirabonin, she's called a soita. She lived with another husband when she had another man when she was still married to the first one. So she's called a soita midirabonin. Still the locher is shayat sarosal yibum, that there is a mitzvah yibum to her and to the tzara. And I feel the rabbonin that argue in Rav Shimon, like polygraph Shimon elabrida only on this soita herself. However, but sarosal maida. Everybody agrees, though, that there is a mitzvah yibum on the second wife. So, Tekashrin Rabbi Yehuda Marav, how could he say by regular Saita? There's no mitzvah yibum to her. And to its Aram, here we see a case where it's called the Saita Midrabonin, that again, the wife heard that her husband died, so she got married to a second husband, and then the first husband comes back. So, the Maisa says she's still married to the first husband, and she was living with another man. So, Midrabonin, she's called the Saita. What's the law here? That there is a mitzvah chalitza on the tzara, on the soita, and on the tzara, the second one, there's a mitzvah yibum. So you see clearly, it doesn't have a din of an erva, a soita. Gemara answers that question. Gemara answers that omeloch, Rav. Rav answers back. Amina luchwa no soita biraisa. When did I say that a soita has a law like an erva for yibum, a soita midiraisa, where she deliberately lived with another man? So then she becomes also to a husband. When she becomes also to her husband, the Torah says tuma v'nitma, that she has luck like an erva. V'yarta matali soifa the rabbonin, soita the rabbonin. And you're asking me a question here that she's only the rabbonin a soita, because midiraisa she's not also to her first husband, because she got a heter from Bezdin to get married. She thought the first husband died, and she got married to a second husband, so she thought she's allowed to. So midiraisa she's mutter. It's only midirabbonin. So the Rabbanan Dika Saita, of course she's not a nerva. Like, what's the Okasha? The Gemara says back, so strong, who the Karilo, my Karilo, the answer is very good. Like, what was your question altogether? How come you asked the question to Rav? Like, didn't you know that a Saita the Rabbanan has nothing to do with a Saita the Raita? So the answer was no. The happening was that the Klal is usually called the Tokun Rabbanan, he ain't the Raita Tokun. Whenever the Rabbanan make a Takonam, he always make it like a the Raita. So here, this Isha now, since Lamaisa, she's living with a second husband, the Rabbanan gave her din Soita. Now if Midiraisa, or Soita has Midiraisa that lived with another man deliberately, that she's also to give him, the Havmin was the Rabbanan should have made that a Soita, but the Rabbanan also doesn't have a mitzvah Yibum. And the Tzarash also shouldn't have Yibum. So that was his question. Since you see here, Soita the Rabbanan, there is a mitzvah Yibum, it's Mashma Midiraisa, also there's a mitzvah Yibum. But that Rav answered back, no, that deraisa is no din yibum because the Torah says tuma ksiv bo karois. Mashenka decided to the rabbonin havada she's not called an erva, there would be a mitzvah yibum. Right, Moser Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi has another question now to Rav. Again, Rav is mechadish that a soita, even though a soita is only also to a husband with a lav, still when the husband dies, there's no mitzvah yibum. She has a locha like an erva, that there's no yibum to her or to the tzara. So Moser Rav Ashi, Ashi has a kasha. Says a din, nichnaso imoy. Let's say again, your wife. The husband warned the wife, gave her, it was Makanah already. And he gave her a warning. He told her, don't be together with that man. And nichnaso imoy l'seiser. And two of them saw the way they had yichu together. The way your wife and this other man went together. V'shoso imoy k'dei tuma. And they were alone in the room, enough time to have znus together. So locher is asur lebeisa. Midiraisa now, that's called a soita, that she's also to a husband. we have to be afraid that maybe they had znus together, and she's also to her husband. The Yasura Lecha Betruma. Who are then if she was an Eshes Kohen, that calls the man she's married to her husband, she's Lavi Truma, but now that we saw she was Nistura with another man, that she's also to her husband, she's also T Truma also. That's a special Zeros Kosla at the bottom. Rashi says, Lebesa Labaila. Kwashema Zinsa. We have a big chash, we're afraid that she had znus. Sharaglayin Ladover. It's very obviously. Share Kinula, because the husband warned her first. Venistura, and then she was found alone with that man. Now that's one aloha. Now Vim Kahanasi, let's say she's an Ashes Kaim. Oh no, Vim Kahanasi, Rashi says, Tam, she alone is a Kahanis. Is Asura Betruma. She's not Lari Truma right now. Since she became a Soita, she loses her Kedushas Kuna by Shikini Truma. Kediyalva Masech the Soita. Nitmas, Nitma, Vinitma. The Pasuk says three times. So we have a Drosha, Gimel Pomim, Echod Labal. That a Soita, she becomes also to her husband. The Echod Laboyal. She's also later to marry or to live with this man that she was found to have Zlus with. The Echod Betruma. The third Pasuk says that if she's a Kahanis, that she's also Tetruma. That's the halacha, but even though we don't have Eidim, they actually had this list together, but as long as they were alone in the room together, enough time to have this list, this husband before gave her a warning, she's also going to be writing that to us. The inmate, here the breakfast, clearly, let's say now the husband died, the halacha is the brother is by Meshes.